This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Farm groups confirmed their support yesterday for the Farm Credit System as the Senate Ag Committee held a hearing on Thursday regarding farm lending. Two panels gave testimony during the hearing that was titled The Farm Credit System, Oversight and Outlook of the Current Economic Climate. More than 50 farm groups wrote the Senate Agriculture Committee this week telling lawmakers that the current farm economy makes the role of the farm credit system more important than ever. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the array of credit products offered by both the farm credit system and commercial banks ensures farmers and their industry sector partners have access to financial tools that are vital to their success. Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, a Republican from Kansas, announced at the opening of the hearing that the Farm Service Agency, or FSA, has seen a 21% increase in farm loans compared to last year. A report by the U.S. International Trade Commission earlier this week says agriculture stands to reap the biggest benefits from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. If the TPP was implemented, the report finds that agricultural exports would rise by about $7.2 billion per year by 2032. Imports of farm products would also increase, but only by $2.7 billion annually. Groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Soybean Association say the report is further proof that Congress should act now to approve the TPP. However, congressional leaders remain pessimistic that the trade pact will get a vote this year, according to AgriPulse. In renewing his call for Congress to approve the deal, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Trade Commission report, quote, echoes what every major reputable study on TPP has now found, that being strong benefits for the U.S. agriculture sector. And coming up next, we'll hear about some exciting news from Macoupin County after these messages. A Macoupin County club was recently awarded a grant of over $3,000 by the National Rifle Association. Macoupin County Top Shots, a 4-H shooting program, was awarded the funding to help purchase equipment and supplies. Macoupin County Top Shots was started in 2011 and today has around 30 members. One of those members is Ethan Jones, a high school student from Warden, who's competing in a national 4-H shooting competition this summer. I interviewed Ethan about the club, his experiences with 4-H, and of course, his big event at the end of June. Ethan, could you start out by telling us a little about yourself? Where are you from and who are your parents and maybe where you go to high school?
Certainly. My name's Ethan Jones. My parents are Jeff and Tia Jones. I'm from Warden, Illinois. It's near Staunton and Bunker Hill. And I go to high school at the Father McGivney Catholic High School in Glen Carbon.
And what grade are you in this year, Ethan?
I'm a junior, and next year I will be a senior.
And I've learned that you're involved with Macoupin County 4-H, but this isn't new to you. You've been doing this for several years now.
Yes, I have. I've actually was there when we first started the program back in 2011. Mark Kofsky was actually one of the people who really got this and pushed it through with the 4-H board and got a club here together in Macoupin County.
Well, that's just great, and I want to learn more about Macoupin County Top Shots. That's the name of your club. So kind of tell us what you do. I know you do some shooting, so where do you guys shoot, and is it only with firearms, or do you have archery? So tell us about it.
We meet every other week at a Brittany's Shooting Complex in Bunker Hill, Illinois. We have several categories that you can shoot from. You can shoot trap with a shotgun. You can also shoot an air rifle or a .22. And then we do offer archery.
And about how many members are in your club?
Including all the categories, probably 30, I would say.
Okay, so sounds like quite a few people and a great group with a lot of different interests, I'm sure. Want to also talk to you about, I learned that the Top Shots Club received a grant from the NRA, and you had also mentioned that the Turkey Federation had helped you guys out a lot, too. So share with us some of the things that you've received from both of those organizations.
Well, this year we got a grant from the NRA, which basically allowed us to pay for all the clay pigeons we'd be shooting and new targets for both archery and air rifle. And the National Wild Turkey Federation has been with us from the very beginning, helping us supply with shells, targets, and just basically help us get it going.
Awesome. Well, that's definitely great for both of those groups to be supporting you. And you've actually had quite a bit of success in your participation in the Top Shots Club. I've learned that you are going to be competing in a pretty big competition this summer.
Yes, I am. I'm going to the 4-H Nationals in Nebraska, in Grand Island. We'll be going there at the end of June and beginning of July. We'll be shooting all three categories for shotgun, including trap, skeet, and sporting clays.
So how long did it take you to qualify for this, or what did you have to do to qualify to go to Nationals? I'm sure there was a lot of practicing, and how many different events did you have to compete in?
I actually only had to compete in one. In October, we had at Brittany Shooting Park, we actually had the Illinois State Shoot. We shot 100 targets and trap, and the top four shots qualified to be able to go to Nebraska to shoot.
So you were in the top four.
Yeah, I was actually able to place second.
Well, congratulations on that achievement, and that's very exciting to be competing nationally in Nebraska. Now, I also had learned that this will actually be the first time for a team in Illinois to compete in the Nationals.
Yes, it is. I'm pretty excited to go. We should be competing against 31 or 32 other states. I know it's going to be really big, but I'm really excited for it.
Well, awesome, and we wish you the best of luck. And I will ask if anyone would be interested in joining the club, any information you'd like to share with them, or do you know who they should talk to do that?
In order to join the club, you have to be a 4-H member. If you'd like to join, you can contact Kate Harding. She is the coordinator of the shooting of the Top Shots. So if you would like to get a hold of her, she would be the one to contact.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ethan. Anything about 4-H or about Macoupin County Top Shots that you would like to add?
I'd just like to say I'm really impressed and grateful that we are able to do this. You know, being able to do all this, it teaches a lot of kids firearm safety and that guns are not toys. I really am glad that we can do this. One thing I'd like to say is that we're always looking for sponsors to continue this program. We have a lot of new kids every single year who want to continue to shoot and are passionate about it. So if we can receive any donations possible to help continue this, I'd appreciate it.
And once again, that was my conversation with Ethan Jones, a Macoupin County 4-H member from Warden. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.